Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is good.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Von Eaglin in studio with me and Kip Watson. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you, great companies that I have handpicked myself because they are so superior and do things the right way. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And I want to add to that list Thorne Research. We are so excited to be offering an exclusive dispensary of Thorne Research products through One Life Radio. Thorne Research offers only top of the line, 100% clean nutritional supplements that I personally have been using for years. So go to oneliferadio.com and click on Thorne Research. There's a link on our page. And of course, Sun Warrior. Get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com to get 15% off your Squatty Potty. They have several different new ones that are beautiful. Check them out because
I want the one that lights up.
Yeah,
the moonlight.
Well, that's the moonlight.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really cute.
Yes.
I'm waiting for mine to come in the mail. I ordered one the other day. So humans are designed to squat when they poop.
Yeah, I'm a
You're
believer.
You're a firm believer.
I use it every morning. Yes.
I do too. It's hard for me not to use one.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah,
that's
a great point. It's like when I sit on the toilet, I'm just like,
wait,
where's my squatty potty?
Well, they have a travel.
I'm not in the proper position over here. So.
They actually have a travel squatty potty.
Do they?
Yes.
Christmas gifts. It's the Porta-Squatty.
Porta-Squatty.
Well,
and then they have the Squatty-Potamus.
Squatty-Potamus.
Yeah, so if you have little kids. My gosh, potty training is such a beating. I mean, it's the best thing to get a kid to get in the proper position and eliminate more easily because their little bodies, if you think about how tall the toilet is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely need a Squatty-Potty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did some of the research on that, and I think that's one of the reasons people get appendicitis, and I almost died from
appendicitis. No, it's true. It is true.
So, you know,
Bobby Edwards has talked about that on the air before.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis die on the toilet or something?
That's a rumor, I think.
Is that
a lie?
Banana sandwich.
Okay. Well, anyway, I saw a picture of Elvis today in People magazine from back in the day. He was a handsome son of a gun.
He
really was. But I'm not a big Elvis. He's a little before my time. But gosh, there was one picture of him. I thought, dang.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
He was a good-looking guy. I thought about Elvis last night. I was looking at a wrestler called the Honky Tonk Man, who modeled after Elvis, and I was like, oh, Elvis Presley, yeah. Anyways, whatever.
My father wouldn't let my sisters watch him on TV.
Because he shook his hips?
Because he shook his hips. And my father used to say that he was a whore master. My father, he was a character.
Rest in peace, Elvis. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, enough about that.
All right.
Let's get back to this. I've got Kip Watson and Von Eaglin in studio. They are both licensed professional counselors. We are talking about self-image, and then we're talking about dealing with small-minded people. The question that I have for you, Kip, is how does seeing our value well impact the other people around us?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think when we see our own value well, then what we do is we in turn build others up. We make others better. We show up with a positive vibe. We're enthusiastic. We create an environment that's connected.
I love it.
And when we don't, right? Mm-hmm. It's much more negative and disastrous, and it ends up in a disconnected or destructive.
Well, and I think you can have a bad self-image when you're always focused on yourself. The I, me is very dangerous. It's a slippery slope.
Extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't want to be arrogant and you don't want to have a low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Both are a problem because both are an idol of self.
Yeah. I love it. I do. And so is someone with an idol of self also usually small-minded?
Agreed.
Nice segue.
That's a good segue. I want to finish though on a point that you just made. Like, I don't know. I struggle with this, and sometimes whenever I'm training supervisees, but there's this thought that, you know, what do you believe you deserve? Because a lot of people don't know what they deserve, and they don't know exactly how to value themselves. Mm-hmm. I give you an example. So the first time I made $20 from a client, I was like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would make this much money in my whole life. Do I deserve this? All I'm doing is sitting down on the sofa and somebody's talking to me, and then they're paying me money. Like, this shouldn't be.
Seems wrong. Okay. Huh?
Right, right. Okay. And then I made $50, and then I made $75, and then when I started making over $100 an hour or whatever, I was like, this can't be possible because I do not deserve this. And you'll see people, whenever they start to, climb the ladder of success, they have to manage this idea of what is it that is it. Now, if you're a narcissist, you're selfish, and you know that's something different. However, some people who struggle with this idea that, you know, what do I deserve? Do I deserve to have this? Sometimes that is an issue of self-image, because we may have been taught or trained, or whenever we do grow up, we don't get that paradigm. We don't see that in ourselves, because does that make sense?
But I think it's good to have that balance, though, because it's hard to be humble if you think that you're perfect in every way. And that's actually words to a song.
Right.
Yes. But it's true.
Well, and I think, you know, those of us that were in service industries, mm-hmm. there is a little bit of a tug of war. But I think, yes, there is a somewhat of a fine line where you pay a worker what he is worth, right? The value of a wage, but not to the point where you're taking advantage of somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the person who's actually giving the service, you know, they have to figure out, like, and they have to reconcile with themselves, like, you know what, I'm giving a service, however, am I worth this actual service that I'm giving? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, let's say a motivational speaker is going to charge $1,000. He may not believe that he's worth $1,000, but then if they're paying them $1,000, like, well, I guess I must be worth $1,000. Mm-hmm. But then if they charge $10,000, you know, to give a session, you know, they have to reconcile that within themselves. And some people actually deal with that. And usually when I'm supervising other counselors, they have to figure out, like, is my service worth what I'm giving? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. So, no, it does. Yeah. Well, you know, I love this topic of being small-minded. I think it's so important, especially in today's political climate, if you will.
Right.
So what are some traits of small-minded people?
Well, small-minded people tend to be blindly selfish, because they tend to be narrow-minded. Like, they have difficulty seeing outside of themselves in terms of assuming that there is knowledge and outside of themselves. So what they do is that they have this idea, kind of dogmatic in a sense, like, you know, there's a correct way to see things, and there's no other way to see it like that. And so, yeah, so a couple of different
Jim, we're out of time. I hate
we'll
that.
We had
so much fun, we just blew through this hour.
We did,
but we're going to be doing a podcast after the broadcast. If you want to check it out, it'll be up in a couple of days. Kip, are you going to stay on it with us and talk about sex?
Yeah, I
all
can
right.
do that.
And other
for
things?
A little bit.
Who knows where it'll end up?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Between
so,
the three of us.
Maybe we'll end up back in the gym talking about the girl.
With some subwoofers in the wall shaking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Always a pleasure. Everyone out there listening, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. I know that we always enjoy doing the show. You know, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.